Man, I want to thank everybody that came up and sung songs and prayed. And it was just a blessing.
Amen.
Man, first of all, I want to thank the church for letting me be here this evening. Man, this evening we're going to bring out Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Same, my title is 1. Where did we leave the anchor? That's what I'm doing, small letters, but that's what I'm trying to say. Where did we leave the anchor? Okay. On Monday night, we talked about the dangers of drifting. How different ways can lead to a different pattern. And you know, one thing, brother, he was sharing some good scriptures there. Then he got over there and talking about the car, the home, wedding, and baptism. You know, if we think we buy a car sometime, we get it. You got home, wow, we ain't lacking it no more. But you already signed the dotted line. Same way you get a home. Got that home, man, job lost my job. Still no, you signed the dotted line. You got to keep that home. You either going to keep it or let it go. But in a wedding, it's different. So we got to be together. And if you ain't together, well, some people think, well, you go your way and I go mine. I ain't got nothing else to say. I told her what I wanted her to do. She don't tell her what she want me to do. But that ain't the way. If you went in this wedding right, you wouldn't have no problem. But ain't everything we do, we all make mistakes in life. But we got to keep from drifting. And that baptism is what it's all about. See? And then on Tuesday night, listen to him. Here they came with somebody. You got to learn. You got to go through one ear, and through your mouth, through your head, and then through your mouth. Man, you got to be listening, don't you? You can't be somebody, you know, I used to a long time ago. You're somebody you don't want to hear. You just close that ear on the side. What you say, man? I wasn't listening anyway, man. What you talking about? I want to hear that. But that ain't the way we supposed to do things. Is. If we talking about scripture, we got to go through the ear, through the brain up here, then through the mouth. Right? We got to be right with God. And not only these brothers, they brought some good scriptures up here. Brother Wise and Brother Henry both. And both of them were very learned at last in this week here. But what we're going to go on with, what do these things have in common? They keep us from drifting. They give us an anchor. You know, tonight I'm going to talk about where did we leave the anchor? First of all, what does an anchor do? An anchor is a mechanic device that prevents a vessel from moving or drifting away. An anchor is a soft source of support and stability, usually made of iron. You know, anchor is heavy. A heavy material, okay? That's once put down in water, able to hold a ship in one spot so that not to drift or hit the rock. You know, you got one of the big ships on there, you know, you got to have an anchor. Okay? Same with us. But a spiritual anchor is the solid support that keeps us from moving away from God.
All right. Amen.
For 7 weeks, we have been talking about Hebrews chapter 2 and 1 through 4, influences on verse 1. We must pay most careful attention, therefore, of what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. And we have concluded that here, the Hebrew writer is telling us not to drift away from what Jesus had taught us. We also came to the understanding that this letter is all about staying with Jesus. Hebrews 10, verse 23 says, let us hold unwillingly to the hopes we profess. For he who promised is faithful. Jesus is faithful. Amen. He will always come through. The question here is, if we are on a different path, then how can we listen to God? We know that Jesus is faithful, but are we? Today in Apple Valley, we are not persecuted the way the early Christians were being persecuted. For in Hebrews chapter 13, in verse 23, we read, I want you to know that Brother Timothy is now out of jail because We are not persecuted like that today in Apple Valley, California. It can be both a blessing and maybe a curse. A blessing because we do not have to worry about being killed in prison for talking about Christ. A curse because it is so easy to talk about Jesus that some of us have lost over zeal about telling others about the good news. And if we cannot take this good news out into the world, how can we hold on to it in the church? Could it be that this is what is causing us to drift? Brother Johnson, what are you talking about? We are not drifting away. We are here with you. How many of you remember what Brother Wallace said on Monday night, or what Brother Henry said last night? Let me stop here and say, if you weren't here, there's no way you can know. But for those who was not here, let me make a long story short. I will give you the condensed version. Different path leads to different places. But by listening to God, we should all be in the same place. Amen. I like to watch Deepest Catch. I don't know everybody like it. I like to see the Deepest Catch. There's them big old fish out there. I look at that. I'll tell you. It's just like, brother, just like you look at the cowboy pictures. I like to look at that. But you know, in one of the shows, one of the deckhands who was on night watch was supposed to stay awake and make sure that the boat did not come to a loose from the anchor while they was waiting to go and load their catch. But this night was something wrong. That guy, you know, these guys catch the fish out there, and they got a load on it. They make sure that load is heavy. You know, it's not, you know, you got to meet the requirements. The only way you make money, you know. And he was coming in, and they told him, you already got two ships ahead of you. You're going to have to wait. So what he did, he said, let one of you guys go to sleep. One of you guys stay up and go to sleep. And the rest of y'all, one you stay up while the other one go to sleep. Okay. Well, he stayed up, all right. Just like anybody else, he stayed up until he went to sleep. And you know how you have an anchor. And the anchor had broke, but you don't know it until something go wrong. You put it out there, you don't know. And that anchor was keeping that ship, was supposed to keep that ship right there. And when they call for you, you know, you're ready to go. You're holding fast. But he decided he'd go to sleep. And the one that, what you call the captain, he woke up. And Will, sometime during the night at the boat, had come to a loose from the anchor and was drifting towards the rock. See, that boat, the anchor breaker loose, it's drifting right next to that rock out there. And you want, them boats are big. They can kill you. I'm just being honest, you know, but you lose your product, you lose yourself too. The ship had to wake up and get, everybody had to wake up and get to work to make sure they didn't crash on the rocks in the sink. He got everybody up. And believe you me, everybody got up and went to work. In the end of the deck hand that had gone to sleep, got with the captain that wasn't happy with him for a long time. Because this boat about to bust this boat, and these boats called money. It ain't like no, you buy one of them cars out of the expensive cars. This is pure money. There's no doubt that our churches in the high desert is drifting towards the rock. Okay? Our church is on life support. And God isn't happy. Okay, we are drifting because we are all on a different page and are not listening to God. Amen. We are asleep at the wheel, and the anchors have come loose. Right. Here in High Desert, most of the congregations are made up of older saints. We got a lot of old people. I remember we had a meeting, we had a singing here one day. You said, well, you know, young folks here. For the young saints finding a good job, they had to go out here in the high desert isn't easy, so they have to move away. Many of us who are able to stick around have come from other congregations and found that the Apple Valley congregation is where we fit in. But we still have to chose. We have friends that are close to us in other congregations. Other congregations, we seem to get along fine as long as we are not worshiping under the same roof. Okay, you over here and I'm over there. You know, you coming over here. We have tried time and time again to unity with our brothers and sisters, and time again, something get in the way. Could it be that we have yet let the anchor come loose? And are we drifting out into the death of sin? Have we drifted away so far that we don't even remember what the anchor looks like? Remember Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Let us hold to the hopes we profess. We profess many things, but the core of our doctrine is anchored in. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God, one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. If we truly believe this, why do we find seven churches of Christ through our area? I know we like to put the Jew people down because they refuse to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But how many Jews' temples are in the high desert? Well, according to the Google, there are just two. Okay. One in Victorville, who says they are a small group of Reformed Jews who are friendly and in the spirit, and one in Hesperia with 400 members. This is from their own mouth, okay? There are differences as far as I can tell is that one follows the Messiah, right? And one doesn't. What that means, I am not sure. I'm just stating what they stated their differences are. Do you realize that there are over 1,000 members throughout the high desert in the churches? Here's my question. Why do we have so many congregations in so small an area? We all state the same thing on our website. We all believe, as 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God, one mediator between God and mankind, the main Christian is on Christ Jesus. Then why cannot see? Well, not we. Okay, but then why can we seem to come together, okay, as one to worship God on the first day of the week? Some congregations believe in elders, some don't. What does the Bible say about elders in this tradition? Is this based on scripture? There are many other traditions that seem to keep us divided. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are drifting, and that is the reason why the church is on life support. We are yet tradition take the place of our spiritual anchor. When we drift away from the teaching of Christ, we bring in confusion, distrust, especially of those who have been given a measure of authority, which leads to the breaking up of churches and disunity. What is found in 1 Timothy is a part of our anchor. 1 Timothy 2:5, back again, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. Okay? Here's the thing. Staying anchored in how we can get our church off life support. There was a time when some congregation had a problem with eating in the church building. We seem to have been able to get over this tradition, and because of this, we have learned to respect one another without fighting over traditions. There are some churches believing brothers taking over, you know, leading brothers, you know. But is that the Bible? Okay. And that's the only way some churches believe in. As a church, we have to find a way to get over ourselves. We have to find a way to wear our church off of life support. there are many things we might have to do. We might have to come together unless we might have to come together under less than seven church buildings. We might have to reconsider many of our traditions to make sure that the High Desert Church will still be here when our children come back. Okay. For us older saints, it is our job to hold unto the anchors and to not let the church drift away. We might be not as strong as we used to be, but Hebrews 12:12-15 says, therefore, strengthen our feeble arms and weakened knees, make level paths for your feet, so that the lamb may not be disabled, but rather heal it. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy without holiness. No one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter roots grow up to cause troubles and defies many. See, so to answer the question, where did we leave the anchor? We left the anchor in our closed Bibles. We left the anchor in our unwillingness to stop treating our tradition as a scripture. We left our anchor and started drifting. When we started using our age as a reason, man, we was talking about that age. I'm old now, I can't do no more. You know, we were talking about that back there. You know, his father, the older man, he's still out there working in the church and in Lucerne. But a lot of us, and I know I'm not saying nobody ain't sick, but we can't use that though. We got to get out and do something. We got to keep this church moving. We got to get out. We got to get to moving right here. You know, Billen come here on some days at 25, and sometime it may be 45. But where's everybody? You know, and that's down. You know, we got honest now. We got to think about this here. If we go to be here, I know people get sick, and it's a time when many are sick and shed in, but ain't everybody sick. You know, medically, I know everybody go on vacation, don't get me wrong, I do too sometimes, but using something to keep you from church, that's wrong. We got to be here. We got to be out and working for the Lord. Even though we don't have any help young people, but keep the ones we got. So we need them young people. Somebody got to work in here. Like Mr. Bill always said, when we're all gone, who's going to keep it going? And I don't know everything, but we all, one thing, we I know one thing, we got to work for the Lord. You didn't come in to get one of them seats. I'm being straight now. We didn't come here to... Just to come through that door, I always call the word slip and slide. Slip in and slip out. we come in to work for the Lord. And we can't be drifting. That anchor gonna go now. Because you gotta put God first in everything we do in life. And nothing else, brother. Lead us a closing song, brother.